from NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. When the World Cup kicked off several weeks ago, it was widely reported that thousands of prostitutes would flock to the country's 9 host cities, and many feared that international traffickers would try to cash in on the huge influx of tourists by importing sex workers. Well, that hasn't happened nearly as much as anticipated. Anders Kelto has our report from Cape Town.
In the heart of Cape Town's central business district is Long Street, a late-night destination for those seeking a taste of South African nightlife. Music thumps from the dozens of bars and clubs that line the street as a never-ending stream of taxis crawls along the road. And like many cities, visitors here are enticed to enter some of the area's seedier establishments and to pay for sex. Prostitution is illegal in South Africa, but there are plenty of gentlemen's clubs and lounges that allow clients to do more than just look. There are also more than 30 brothels in Cape Town, and dozens of sex workers who visit area bars and clubs on a given night. But according to some prostitutes, the boost they expected during the World Cup hasn't materialized. A woman who goes by the name Rose has worked on the streets of Cape Town for the past 17 years.
World Cup, we didn't make money, I don't want to lie. Even if we go to the pubs, they will all just tell us, no, we are here for soccer, not for sex.
A woman named Ray has been a sex worker in Cape Town for the past 10 years.
No, I didn't make money, nothing. I only see my regular clients, my local regular clients. I never saw a foreigner or nothing. I didn't make even money.
Before the tournament began, it was widely reported that 40,000 sex workers would arrive in South Africa's 9 host cities and that many would be the victims of trafficking. But according to Cape Town City Councillor J.P. Smith, the number of cases has been much lower than predicted.
We've not seen international trafficking, certainly not the ludicrous 40,000 figures and stuff that were bandied about. So it is exactly 10 at last count.
Officials acknowledge that sex trafficking is a real and serious issue in South Africa, but they also worry that too much focus on these more sensational stories has distracted the public from more common problems that prostitutes here face. Salt River is an industrial working-class neighborhood just outside downtown Cape Town. Near a factory and a long line of repair shops, two men push a shopping cart filled with scrap metal and other salvaged parts. The area is home to SWEAT, an NGO that provides education and counseling for local sex workers. Today, two nurses from a nearby health clinic conduct a workshop on HIV. South Africa has the highest incidence of HIV in the world, with roughly 1 in 8 people infected. Sex workers are at especially high risk, in part because clients, many of whom are HIV positive, often offer to pay more money for unprotected sex. Rose describes one such encounter.
And then he will tell me, no, I give you R1,000 for the whole night, but without condom. You understand? And then when you hear that R1,000, it's a lot of money, and then you need money. And then you fell for the R1,000, and then you dig your own grave, you see? I can't fall for the money. What about my life and my children?
But while sexually transmitted diseases are a major concern, it's clear that what the women here are most fearful of is not HIV, but the South African police. Ray says the police have stolen from her many times.
Yeah, the police take bribery from us. They took my cell phone, they took my chain, and I never got my property back again. I think the police is there to protect us, but for me, they just use us. They use us.
Perhaps most disturbingly, a recent study showed that 12% of sex workers in Cape Town have been sexually assaulted by police officers, and nearly half have been threatened with physical violence. To help sex workers get off the street and out of brothels, SWEAT has begun providing educational grants for them to return to school. But in a country where the unemployment rate hovers around 25%, the sad truth is that most of these men and women will continue working in the same illegal trade and will continue living in desperation on the margins of society, even long after the World Cup has ended. For NPR News, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town, South Africa.